The old people know what I'm talking about. The younger people don't get the reruns. I Dream a Genie. Blink and get your dream come true. All of that was the introduction of witchcraft into our society. And unless we repent of our using it for entertainment, we will have no authority to pray for the protection of our children. Unless you repent for enjoying soap operas, you'll have no authority to pray against this filthy reality television that has taken the place of soap operas that your children want to watch. All the way to the point, do you understand what I'm saying? You can't have a little devil, little bit of devil in you in an agreement with him and have authority over him. And that's where Satan's so subtle in using culture and using entertainment and using these things to plant those things in you so you don't have authority over the bigger things. And we just want to be free. We want to be holy. We don't want to be self-righteous, but we want to be holy so we can pray, because the prayers of a righteous person prevail much. Because when I can see my own, I really personally don't believe in the power of corporate repentance unless there's been sincere personal repentance and you do see where you had a part, even if it's a teeny tiny part in what you're repenting of. And I just say that because Jesus Christ died for the sin. He's the deliverer. And you don't have to wait for anyone to ask you to forgive them for hurting you. You can be free the minute you accept Christ as Savior and what he's done. And then you separate yourself from that hurt area in Christ and you walk in freedom. Don't ever take away from what Christ has done. I understand people seeing the injustice. I understand people seeing how horrible something is. I understand them going to the scriptures and seeing how they handled it in the Old Testament and wanting to cry out and pray like that. I totally understand that. But nothing really powerful is going to happen until your heart has really been cleansed so that you have real authority. And then everybody comes together and everybody truly cleanses their heart of that sin that they're praying about. And then there's a real power that's released from a holy people who really have been broken by the Spirit of God. Okay? So, now that I've read the scriptures on it, let me just tell you. I've been praying. I said, Lord, what happened? I'll just say, I won't get into details because you don't need all the details. But I've just really been seeking the Lord a lot, and especially with this new outreach and wanting the church to grow, and then different things going on, and financially, saying, Lord, how are we going to do all this? Help my faith, help my unbelief, mature me, help me understand what you want to do, and I said, Lord, get anything out of my heart that I haven't seen yet. Get it all out of my heart. Don't you wish you could just push a button and it'd be gone? But the Bible says you confess your sins and he's faithful and just to forgive you all sin. The Bible says to renounce every evil thing. Well, she's a fanatic. She makes you renounce, watching, soap operas when you were 12. Well, the Bible says to renounce every evil thing. I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up. Now, I'm led by the Holy Spirit. I don't spend my life fretting, what did I not renounce? Don't worry. Whatever you didn't renounce, he will reveal it to you when and if you need to renounce it. He will show you if it had authority or has authority in your life. Here's the key. The minute you begin to see the enemy have an authority in your life, run to God and really ask him to help you and to give you wisdom and to show you how to have the authority back. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like a game, but it's serious stuff. And I don't do that in fear. I do that in the fear of the Lord, but I don't do that in the fear of the devil. There's a difference. What's the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is, I want to stay in God's perfect will. I know I'm completely hidden there. I'm hidden in Christ. I know Satan can't touch me there. And I know that God and his ways are yes and amen. And he knows what he's doing, even when I don't. And if I just have the fear of the Lord, I will have the wisdom from God to overcome every attack of the enemy. That's just part of the fear of the Lord. It's sincere. It's a real fear of the Lord. It's a fear of the Lord that says, this movie that the enemy wants me to watch, or my friends want me to watch, or I'm tempted to watch, is not worth watching. Not because of what the devil can do to me, but because I do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit, and I do not want to be out of the will of God. It's a small price to pay to not sin, to be in God's will, to be righteous before the Lord, right standing with God. I really want to be in right standing with God. Now, Satan can even use that. So what happened is just for example, just different things have been going on, but Sunday morning, I came in here, and there was a really strong spirit of oppression. And I was really kind of out of it. I'm so thankful for our worship team to be able to pray, and even they were having a heart. Nobody was really breaking through, and then Mark got up and began to minister, and the men all did some warfare, and like, thank you, and it really broke it, and we were able to preach. But I went home and I said, Lord, why was that spirit of witchcraft that I felt, that confusion, if it's of confusion, it's of the wrong spirit. Why was that spirit of confusion, because you're not the author of confusion, why was that attacking me? And what happened is I was being attacked to try to bring up someone by name and accuse them of not operating in the right spirit. And it's a different ministry and all this. But anyway, and it was really strong. And the thing was, the fear of the Lord in me wants to say, well, gosh, that wouldn't be popular to say that, and that might hurt somebody, and I don't want to hurt anybody, but God, I really reverence you, and I want your presence here. Do I need to say that? So I didn't want to be a man pleaser. I wanted to be a God pleaser. But I wanted discretion, and I wanted to know. And you got to be careful, because when you're in confusion, if you just try to get that thing over with fast, you can do more harm than good. God is not the author. God doesn't push you. God leads you. So get this. If you start feeling pushed, don't do anything. Spend time with God till you know that you know. The whole world's not going to fall apart if you don't do something right then and there. Because if you're in that atmosphere of confusion, if you're in that atmosphere of feeling pushed, if the enemy, if something's trying to make you think they're God and or whatever, and they're saying, you got to do it now, you got to do it now, but it doesn't have peace, don't do it. And so I'm thinking, what is this? Because I've said things before the Lord has had me to say to bust this thing out of here when I felt oppression, and I knew of different people praying against us and different things going on. I'm like, Lord, show me, show me, show me. So, and I just, we had an okay service. It was yay. You know, I got through it, and people were really blessed, and it was good. But I left here just going, Lord, why? I didn't say, oh, the devil's so strong and somebody's praying against us. And I'm sure people are praying. You know, there's got to be a devil somewhere who's upset with what we're preaching here. I hope there's a devil somewhere who's upset with what we're preaching here, or I shouldn't even be preaching here. So I expect the enemy to stir somebody up to try to shut me up. I'm not asking them to. I just kind of think it goes with the territory if you're preaching truth. But I don't give that any power. I don't think you can be so spiritual that you're so attacked. Jesus was the most spiritual man who ever walked the earth. I know he was God. You can't get much more spiritual than that. He was God. He was God in flesh, filled with the Holy Spirit, never sinned. And he really didn't bother with the devil. After he was tempted in the wilderness and he passed all the tests and there was none of those issues in his heart, and that was proven, he had authority. He walked right past people when they tried to kill him. He actually went and set himself up, and he told Judas, by the way, to go and tell them. He wasn't trying to hide. He wasn't ambushed, nothing. He knew. He was totally had it all together. So I just don't see. I believe as we really yield and as we really cry out to God and we become really spirit-filled and full of the Spirit of God, I just believe the enemy can't really do anything to us, and it's not going to bother us much. So when you do feel it, and it's not something you can just get rid of quickly, then I believe it actually means there's still something in you that the enemy is using to keep that heaviness or that oppression or that sickness or whatever it is there. Okay, it's not anybody else. That's good news. So I can run to God and I can say, why? Why was I so confused? And it's okay to get, you know, godly counsel and people who are biblical and say, you know, without accusing anybody and just say, you know, why? I don't know, this was strange what was going on. And don't get all spiritual and say, I just praying against us and this, that, and the other. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. Maybe you're just paranoid and need Terry's teaching from last week. God, he set you free. The bottom line is this. If a devil's involved, I have authority over him in Jesus' name. And if I take that authority and it's not working, then I need to go to God and get something out of my heart. It's that simple. If it's not working and the Bible says you have authority over it, you need to go to God and get something out of your heart. Okay, do you get that? Is that okay? Is it all right? The Bible says to do all and then stand. We don't do anything and we stand. And then we fall and we wonder what happened. And then we make up some doctrine to make God look unfaithful and us look faithful and can't trust him. He don't know what he's doing. Everybody's nothing according to the word and his promises are happening, but somehow that's God or something crazy like that. The Bible says, God, what is it? Let God be true and every man a liar. And that even includes you if you're trying to change what he says in his word. So I'm just praying, Lord, what is this witchcraft thing? So I couldn't get it. You know, I'm like, Lord, show me anything. Have I been in a meeting, got prayed for by somebody from the wrong spirit? Lord, did I open up to some wrong teaching? You know, was there any, I know I've repented of witchcraft. We had a teaching. I don't know if it's still back there or not. I know I've renounced all that. I know I renounced when I did ESP when I was a kid and all this crazy stuff. I'm not going back and repeating all that. It's done. So this is something I don't know about. So show me what it is. And the Bible says, if you ask wisdom, he promises to give it to you without rebuking you and beating you up over it. Isn't that nice? That's a promise, but you got to believe in faith. I asked, I believe. Now, I can't make him do it when I want. Tell me no, God. Most of the time, I go to sleep and wake up in the morning, know what it is. It's just in my spirit as soon as I wake up or he gives me a dream, whatever. Sometimes, though, it's a little, I don't see it because, and I'm not going to get off it, but you're calling. See, I really have a strong calling to help people see their junk and help them get free from it. Therefore, I'm going to have gift of discerning of spirits. I'm going to have gift of knowledge, word of knowledge. I'm going to have word of knowledge. I'm going to have, word of wisdom. I'm going to operate in those things in a powerful way. That's part of my call. That's one of the bigger parts of my calling, at least for right now. And I don't want to just throw all that away and say it's not God. I've seen too much fruit. I know it's God. But if there's a little something in there that needs to get out of there, I want it out of there. How many can humble themselves enough to get this? It doesn't mean you're a horrible parent if something in your parenting still has the enemy on it. You don't throw the whole thing out. You don't negate what God has done using you. You don't change the truth you've learned and where you've gotten free. Don't let the devil do that. Don't let the devil get the teaching on negating. Negating is where God does something, the devil hits, and then you jump back and say, oh, I guess God didn't do it. It didn't really work. Oh, my gosh. You just lost that much victory. You stand your ground on where you've overcome. And know it. It's something different or it's something I haven't quite seen right. We did a teaching on fault finding, but it's very small because I didn't see it. We've done it on accuser. We've done it on critical. We've done it on judgment. All these go together. Anyway, so I'm sitting there going, what is going on? And the reason I tell you all this is because I want you to understand how this works. So everybody's not sitting around going, speak, Lord, speak, Lord. You know. So you actually walk it out, trusting that God's going to reveal things, all right? That's this way. This is just how I preach. This is how he has me do this. All right, so I leave here. And, you know, you kind of will start noticing something that kind of gets to you. And then it kind of gets to you more than usual. And sometimes you'll even think, I thought I've already dealt with this. I thought I was more mature than this, but it gets to you, and there's not the grace there to do anything. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Okay, can I give you an announcement? If you're seeking God and asking to be made holy, and you really want His will for your life, that's not the devil. That's God maybe pulling back grace so that this thing can get a little closer to you, because Daddy God is right there going, all you got to do is turn to me, baby. All you got to do is turn to me, baby. I'm going to show you how to get free. This is the moment I've been waiting for, Jesus. This is the moment I died for. You're going to get this. It's coming. You're going to count it all joy in a minute. And then you're such a big mouth anointed by me. You're going to tell other people they'll get free. We'll have an altar call. So, I mean, all this stuff is going on in the spirit realm. While you're like, why is this happening? Why did I say that? What? And I know you just hate the part where you got to apologize to everybody and ask them to forgive you and just do it and humble yourself and get on with it. So I go home and I'm still contemplating all this stuff. I'm talking to Karen some and I'm feeling like I don't know what's going on. And so my husband, we get in this car. We get in the little Honda we have, this little Civic. I don't like that car. I don't get in it often. Once you've been driving an SUV, you like being up taller, you know, you just do. And so we get in this, and the car smells like gas. I think it smells like gas. And so I get in there and I'm like, man, this car stinks. Can we take my car? Let's just drive this. So we're driving along and I said, oh, you went through your light. Cindy, I drove exactly how you're supposed to drive through a light. So, oh, and I said, well, and then something else. And he goes, do you want to just go home? And I'm like, what is your problem? He says, you're complaining about everything. I said, no, I'm not. I don't complain. Then you know, none of you do this. Then you kind of get your own little attitude. Like, just take me home then if you want to. You know. Anyway, we had a good time. We talked about some stuff, dealt with some stuff. Anyhow, but it's kind of hanging there. So then I was just praying. I said, God, there is something. There's something that's blocking my authority here. And there's other little things that happen. I don't know how this finally hit me that it happened. I really don't know. I just know because I couldn't find the exact scripture. And the Holy Spirit said to me, fault finder, look up fault. And I looked up the word fault in the Bible. I mean, not the Bible, I'm sorry. I looked it up in the old Webster dictionary. Now, I have a different one at home, so this may not say the exact same thing. But it actually had the word fault finder. Fault. All right. To lack, to need, to want, to fault, to be wrong. Ooh, to blunder. I said, oh, Lord, am I wrong? Help me, God. Failure, defect, lack, a blemish, a flaw, an imperfection, an error or defect in morals, imperfection. An offense, neglect of duty, inattention to. So I'm kind of looking at it. Then I go down to fault finder, one who objects or scolds. Fault finding, one who has a disposition to point out faults, complaining. That's the one that got me. It just kind of hit me. I thought, John just said, why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? And I thought, God, is there something in my heart? It's so humbling, okay? So everybody, just look at your own selves. Mirror, mirror, mirror. But I said, God, I know I discern. And I know that I see. But I do believe that you're showing me something. Oh, I forgot to tell you this one. This was a big thing of it. This is part of the whole thing, too. I won't get into detail. Somebody that I really care about brought someone over, just a friend for me to meet. And this friend was all about Harry Potter.